Welcome to our weekly devotion. I'm Owen Anderson, and I want to look today at Psalm 107, at the ending of Psalm 107. Let me read it to you, verse 43. Whoever is wise, let him attend to these things. Let him consider the steadfast love of the Lord. Let me read it again. Psalm 107, 43. Whoever is wise, let him attend to these things. Let him consider the steadfast love of the Lord. Now that requires you've read the rest of the psalm, which I encourage you to do. This is the same psalm I talked about last week. But what this psalm goes through is God's redemptive work to the people of Israel. And it goes time and time again, and it says things like this: consider his wondrous works. Let them thank the Lord for his wondrous works. And that's a theme I try to bring out to you, which is that the scriptures, and notably the psalms, tell us to consider the wondrous works of God. That's our source of the knowledge of God. That's how we come to know God, is by seeing how he's created and how he acts in history. And in this case, it's recounting his redemptive acts. There's also something very interesting about this psalm. It gives a story, starting in verse 23, of some, it says, some went down to the sea in ships, doing business on the great waters. They saw the deeds of the Lord, his wondrous works in the deep. For he commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. They mounted up to heaven. They went down to the depths. Their courage melted away in their evil plight. They reeled and staggered like drunken men, and were at their wit's end. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He made the storm still, and the waters of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad that the waters were quiet, and he brought them to their desired haven. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of men. Does that remind you of the disciples? They're out, and there's a storm, and it goes through and describes exactly what they experienced, and they're terrified. But it's interesting, in Psalm 107, it says, for he commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. But then it also says, when they cried to him, he delivered them, and he made the storm still. It says on both ends, he raised the storm in the first place. Then he, when they called upon him, made the storm still. And you know the story, of course, that he's asleep. He's not worried about the storm, because he knows that he's the Messiah. He's not going to be drowned in the Sea of Galilee. He knows his purpose and his goal. And so when they wake him up, they call upon the Lord. And so that's him here. That's the Lord in Psalm 107. And that's an interesting point, kind of a side note to people who say you can't find Jesus in the Psalms. Well, here he is, a very specific account of a time of him, of his with the disciples. And so you can take a practical lesson from that to say we should call upon the Lord when we have troubles. Yes, that's true. But also, to the point I'm making here, from verse 43, whoever is wise, let him attend to these things. Let him consider the steadfast love of the Lord. And that's the same thing it said at the end of that story in Psalm 107 about the disciples on the Sea of Galilee in a storm. Let them consider and be thankful for his steadfast love. And so in our lives, if we're wise, we should be able to attend to these things. And as a philosopher, I'm around a lot of people who believe that they're wise. Now, they might have the Socratic humility and say, well, I'm not wise, but at least I know I'm not wise. But we know that wisdom actually begins with the fear of the Lord. And if you fear the Lord in the biblical sense, you want to know him. You want to seek out the things of God, to understand his works. And so that's why it says, he who is wise, consider these things. Think about these things. That's the path to wisdom. And that's for each one of us. As you're listening here, you can do that as well. You can say, I'm going to begin considering these things, and I'm going to begin thinking about the wondrous works of God and his steadfast love towards the people he's redeemed. He doesn't leave them even when they rebel against him. This is a chance that he uses, an opportunity that's used to discipline them and bring them to a greater love and appreciation of himself. And so when we read this kind of a psalm, and we're reminded about wisdom, let's take it to heart and ourselves want to become wise, that we too would want to do what it takes to be wise in the biblical sense, in contrast to the philosophical sense, the worldly philosophy, I should say, because I think biblical philosophy does this. But worldly philosophy is empty and vain, And it does not lead to the knowledge of God. It leads to false humility, where you say that at least I know I'm not wise. And it leads to knowing some things. You could quote philosophers, but you're not able to actually answer questions yourself. So Psalm 107, verse 43, let he who is wise consider these things.